Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy.
Ash.
Hello everybody.
And Craig, that's me. For the second episode of the 2015-16 season, it's nearly upon us.
It's nearly here, isn't it?
It's nearly the actual season.
Wow.
We don't have to watch friendlies of people, mixed American teams, or Australian sides, or Asian invitationals.
Just keep it English, guys.
Just keep it... It's a different... No,
that's
it's
what
not
we
that
say. No, no, no. Is that not the way you were going with that? No? Good.
That's not the catchphrase. But no, it is the actual pre-season is over, although as we record this, I think Chelsea are playing Fiorentina in a complete, in a completely unnecessary game.
Yeah, why is that happening three days before the season starts?
Is that weird?
Didn't Tottenham play one yesterday?
Yeah.
Against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a feisty friendly to play 4 days before a game.
Competitive, isn't it?
Well,
not as competitive as the Emirates Cup, obviously.
No,
well, the highlight of every season.
We'll get to that.
That's a big trouble. Well, let's start now. Tottenham. Yeah. Sorry, not Tottenham. I get confused with you or who you support these days.
The
Arsenal treble fans are calling it,
mate.
Joking.
Done it.
So
Cech has won the treble already. So he's done that. Got that sorted. So
what is it? It's the Charity Shield, the Emirates Cup.
Community Shield, thanks.
Sorry,
very much.
Community Shield, the Emirates,
Emirates Cup and something else.
What was the other one?
Oh, wow, something else.
I can't remember what it was.
What, another friendly?
There was, yeah, another friendly.
Oh, you're not counting, you haven't rolled over the FA Cup.
It was a different one, no.
Oh.
No.
There was three very minor trophies. Although the Community Shield does technically count.
Beat a pretty much full strength Chelsea team. So.
Don't be that guy. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, if you want the facts, that's the fact. Let's move on.
But
what do you want to talk about?
People treat the Community Shield like it's a friendly. But it's not like the Emirates Cup where you can just decide.
No, exactly, yeah.
You can turn up and play. You do have to win the league
to win the league. It's still a joke game.
Yeah, but that's
it
what
is,
I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
well,
anything.
It's a lot of it, but you still, it's difficult to get in it. It's still a Wembley game. Plus, it's not like people say the same about the Super Cup or whatever it is.
It is exactly the same about the Super Cup.
Yeah. But still, although, but the stakes seem higher because they are the two best teams with the Super Cup.
And it's only when it's played because they play all these games at stupid times. If they had this the week after the FA Cup, people would think it was a serious competition.
Maybe, but the point is, if someone gets injured in the Community Shield, Arsenal fans would take, for instance, losing and Sanchez doesn't get injured over winning but Sanchez gets injured.
But a team like Tottenham wouldn't. They'd love
it. They wouldn't get in it. They're not going to win the league or the FA Cup.
Absolutely. Absolute shithouse, the lot of them. But I do remember it was, what's the Carling Cup now?
Just the League Cup.
Just the League
Cup. It's the easiest way to call it. I don't know who sponsors it at the moment.
I do remember Tottenham winning it one time when, Berbatov played for him.
Yeah.
And he was just running around. He was running around looking for Robbie Keane, crying because he was so happy. Just wanted to find where Robbie Keane was. Finally found him and just broke down on the floor because he was so happy.
He probably just got his move to Man United.
Probably, yeah.
He's just celebrating. Like, Robbie, I'm out. I'm leaving this place.
No.
And Robbie's like, I'm going to Liverpool. I've always wanted to, I think I'm going to do really well there.
Yeah.
All our dreams are coming true.
It can't possibly go wrong.
I've always wanted to go. They're paying 20 million for me. I'm going to be a success, surely. But yeah, so Arsenal have officially done the treble.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Because you were photographed last, papped last week in the Tottenham shirt, are you just going to slag them off more so?
A couple of things about that. One, I realised that the way I was standing made me look a little bit chubby. So I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
Because I know you took more than one fucking photo of the two. You were there for a God knows how long.
Yeah, we took a lot.
Photos.
We took a lot.
But I'm not happy about that. But, you know.
Maybe it's what happened is because we bought you the shirt. Somebody got you on for about £4 off eBay.
Yeah.
If you bought your own shirt, you'd have had the...
Right,
now
size.
They're all space-age material.
If you do go back and look at it, the picture is on Twitter. But do remember, I'm actually wearing a T-shirt underneath it as well because I didn't want to get my naked chest out.
He had his actual own Tottenham shirt underneath.
You did have
the physique of Nick Barmby in his Twilight years for that.
Or Jan Mulby. Like a young Jan Mulby.
Yeah. Quite. I was being a bit
stocky.
More flattering than
yeah.
that. But,
Gaza.
But yeah.
Post-kebab.
Gaza, post-kebab. Gaza now.
Gaza now, thin. Not, thin.
He is very thin.
Like a baby bird. Well, he's ill.
Let's not go into it.
I don't know what diet he's on,
but it's bloody good. So the treble's been won by Arsenal.
Correct.
But before we talk about some transfers, we're going to do a bit more plugging. We promise it stops once you've all joined the league. But join the bloody league.
Join the league. It's filling up nicely.
Really, really nicely. Near on 300 now.
It's nearly 300 as we speak, but it's going up daily.
Yeah, but you've become obsessed.
I am. I sit there refreshing it at work. I'll go and do something, like make a cup of tea, come back, refresh, and another couple of people. Yeah. It's great.
And then do you tell people, or do you just kind
of
keep...
Not really. Well, just you two, but neither of you seem to care as much as me. So I just go, yeah, just got another two guys.
Tom becomes a bit obsessed, like, it's the Fibonacci sequence. Yeah. People in the league. So yeah. Yes. But no, keep joining the league. It's on fantasy.premierleague.com, and the pin is 142-755-38788. So it's 142-755-38788. We're already looking at having it double the numbers we had last year. So it's a really competitive league.
Yeah.
Which, can I just ask, because we're now onto our sixth page of players.
We are now.
Well
yeah.
through our sixth page.
Yeah,
actually,
we are. Yeah,
moving
nearly,
towards
nearly
our seventh
page.
So by the time it starts, it could be eight pages. Last year, we took the piss out of people being on the fourth page. I'm getting increasingly nervous.
Mm.
You could be seeing...
The more people, the more... I mean, I nearly got on that first page last year.
Yeah.
The chances of me getting on the first page if we've got 300-plus players...
They're about 50 in 300, yeah,
you know,
roughly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, but now, we're going to look, like, excitedly and be like, oh, my God, I'm only a fucking Johnny 3 click.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, look back on the days where we were thinking about getting on the first page.
If you're like a second pager, if you're a one click onto the second page, that's pretty good going.
Yeah. If you're only, being a Tommy one click, I'd be quite happy with
you're
that.
You're going to be
yeah.
in like 57th place, just five places behind Coatsy, thinking, God, this is well good.
Do you know what? I wouldn't want to be Coatsy, Jordy Wilson, or Danny McGeegan.
No, because the amount of people that they've got in that league coming after.
I know.
Yeah.
For new listeners, Danny McGeegan was the league winner last year. Coatsy came in second. No, Coatsy came in third with Jordy Wilson.
Third, yeah,
but he did lead the whole season.
So those are the guys
yeah.
to beat.
I'd say about 35 of the 38 weeks, pretty much, when it Coatsy with 120.
Oh, Coatsy was Coatsy led the whole way and then just got pipped at the end. Yeah.
Mystical Coatsy, who we never
no, he didn't.
Did we ever find out?
We got
a
couple of emails from a Brian Coates, but
we're
never,
not sure if he was.
We
the
never
Brian
confirmed.
Coates.
But
although he's entered this year, isn't he?
Yeah,
straight in.
But Danny McGeegan and Jordy Wilson, they were very.
But yeah, they're very vocal. They're definitely real people.
Yeah, and Danny McGeegan finished 114th in the global
pretty
league.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
By some standards.
Maybe he'll
yeah.
stay Danny no clicks. I don't know.
Danny
but yeah, do join the league. So get on there. I know some of you might be leaving it late on to register, but it's at 142-755-38788. Get in the league. There's been some great names as well. We haven't decided on our favourite name yet because we wanted to get them all in.
I think this is probably the right time to mention, lads. I haven't mentioned this yet, but and I don't know how we feel about this, but I'd like to reveal the fact that I actually have two teams in the league.
My glasses fell off. They went squiff.
And one of my teams is under an alias.
Shit.
So one of those 300 and nearly 300 teams or so. One of them is a secret team of mine.
Right.
And the way I'm going to play it is I decided that last season there was a lot of those times where, you know, how you think, God, if only I'd gone with my head and done this, or rather with my heart and done this.
Yeah.
And thought, oh, you know, chuck a random thing out there like so-and-so, you know, and it did work. Well, I've got one team, my team, Tom's team, that is going to be very much, you know, thought out and, you know, done like that. And then another team where I just kind of don't care and just see how it gets me and sort of go with wins.
So this is like the man you wish you were.
A little
right?
bit. It's like living two lives. It's like being a little bit of a secret agent.
So there's other fantasy football managers out there shagging birds, drinking pina coladas and shopping at Waitrose.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
He's having a right time. I don't know why they were the first three things that I thought
that's
that were
it.
Cool. But
yeah.
that's what he's gonna be doing. So is there like so do people have to find out who this
yeah,
is?
Yeah, well I thought that could be a thing, yeah. We could sort of try and work out who it is. It is an alias, it's a name and then just
it's not
name
like an it. Anagram of your name.
It's not, no, I tried to do that for a little bit and I just got
Sorry.
I just got attacked by a
dog.
By a dog.
It happens in all the top podcasts.
His foot went in my mouth. Sorry. His foot went in my mouth.
You haven't got a...
No. It's not an anagram because I couldn't work one out.
Okay. To be fair, if it'd been anagram, we might have worked it out quite quickly.
Yeah.
Is this not... It does sound to me like this is just your excuse to live out your actual dream of being an actual Tottenham fan.
No way, there's no...
But,
Tottenham,
well, last year you
involved.
Were saying, oh, you'd never put a Tottenham player in.
Yeah.
Now all the
changed,
things
yeah.
you're saying here
that
are
did,
like, oh,
change.
If I could just put in all the players that I love with all the things I dream about.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that. It's not. I let my morals go last year when I said I'd never put Fabregas in, and he went in after week three.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. But in your new team with Adebayor in it week one,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. No, but it's kind of like for instance, we're going to go for our teams later, but obviously, I went for Hazard, you know. And it's kind of like an alternative team where,
yeah,
you know, I haven't gone for the safe option. You can follow your hunch relatively
every time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, exactly, yeah, following hunches and doing stuff like that. Just doing a complete opposite of the team I do. Cool. So, yeah, so maybe that can be some kind of competition.
And what's the team called?
Who is Tom's team?
Oh! I thought you'd
say that. We're trying to work out.
But in that case, if you have a look at it as the game goes on, if you think you know who Tom's secret team is, # Tom's secret team.
Let's do that. Tom's secret team.
Then tweet
TST.
Us. TST. Well, no, I mean, that's probably a lot else. Of them. It could be, it's probably a condition.
Yeah.
Of some sort. TST.
Testicular semitoid. Couldn't think of a word. I just had a dog's foot in my mouth.
Testicular semitoid.
Have you got a dog's foot in your mouth? You've probably got TST. Oh, mate. You got a big dose, healthy dose of TST for that dog's foot. No, but if you think you know, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. I like that, a secret team.
Is that quite good?
I do, yeah. I kind of want an alias myself.
I just assume that a lot of people have a couple of teams. All you need is two email addresses.
That's all you need. But not two laptops. Just like,
are you sure? Because I just spent £400 on a new laptop. Because you have to...
just to be...
And I went and changed my name by Deepole as well. Do you not have to do that? That's me.
Next season, your wife's going to come in your room. You're going to have like eight computers. Go, I need to win this fucking
league.
I've
got to fucking win.
But no, so if you know what Tom's secret team is. And if you have more than one team, I don't know if that's a normal thing, let us know.
I think we do. I've seen a couple of duplicated names. In
really?
There. Yeah.
Do they just put like a doctor, like Craig Hazel and Dr. Craig Hazel?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to know?
I think
okay,
so.
Fair enough. Before, in part two, obviously, we're going to go through our actual teams.
Oh, wait a minute. In no way, if your fake team comes higher than us,
that
doesn't count.
He doesn't
get
a Toblerone.
No, we definitely can't. You're not counting.
I'm starting to think that my fake team will probably do better than my team because I make bad decisions, but my sort of my heart makes good decisions.
Do you think you can't at the end of the season go, oh look, my fake team's beating you?
Do you think because you might get the identities mixed up, like Bette Gilroy and Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get that reference?
Reference.
What the fuck?
The actress who played Bette Lynch or Bette Gilroy started to believe she was her character because she played her long and went mental.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
It's a very specific 90s Coronation Street reference.
Very, very.
Tom started to think he's not a Tottenham fan.
I was going to say, am I Bette Gilroy or not at the moment?
Is that the name of the team?
Yeah.
This is confusing.
Am I Bette Gilroy?
But we'll go through our actual teams, not Tom's alias team. Not # Tom's secret team later on. But transfer-wise, obviously we went through all the bulk of the transfer news last week. There's been a few little transfer murmurs. Most important, I'm going to go through a few little of the sort of smaller clubs, but obviously we like to go through them as well. The big clubs in terms of the top four, no movement still, really, is there?
Don't know what's happened since
Arsenal
last
haven't really been linked to anyone.
Well, we haven't... I mean, we haven't done anything other than the check thing.
Which is obviously a big deal, but there's not anything. Do you think it's going to be one of those where we will be waiting till the window again? Because last year,
last minute. Yeah. Yeah, that's when we got Welbeck last year, if you remember.
That's right. And we made the point that if Welbeck and Sanchez had been signed in different orders, Arsenal
fans would
have
been the happiest. As opposed to,
But do you think it's going to be one of those where it's going to be a
deadline? I don't think enough has happened, you know. I think maybe for Chelsea getting... I know it was only the Community Shield, but now a lot of people are saying, is it going to be Chelsea season? They haven't done enough.
Yeah.
I know I've got mates that are Chelsea fans that are saying that they haven't done enough. They haven't strengthened their squad enough, you know, compared to everyone else.
And normally they're one of the kind of the front runners for
exactly.
Too
so
much. You thought they spend money, you think, oh, you don't need that, blah, blah.
I think they'll pull something very big out of the bag very, very last minute.
Yeah.
Mm.
And do you think the same dash, like it'll be transfer deadline stuff? Because the De Gea saga's not over yet.
Yeah, it depends. Last year it seemed to be more like when somebody opened the floodgates. It was a big merry-go-round thing.
Yeah.
That hasn't really happened yet.
Sometimes it takes one move to fund the others in a really, really weird global kind of way of all
I suppose if it could be something like De Gea goes, which gives Man United the money to buy Kane.
Yeah.
Kane goes to Man United, then they buy Sacco, then we buy it, and it goes around the
And then
circle.
Somewhere, Michael Ricketts is by a phone going, for the love of God, am I going to get a move to Watford? And that's what it is. Because Man United, Van Gaal have gone on record saying he's made two attempts to sign Gareth Bale over the summer, didn't he? So
that's 100% nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that move's happening.
No way they even made the bids. No way.
You don't think so?
Just absolute nonsense, like...
lazy journalism.
Yeah, just absolute nonsense.
I think they must have to pull things out of the bag at random. Yeah. Mustn't they? If it's been a very slow day. I was looking on Twitter today, and they had... I tweeted it. It was what's his face? Kyle Williams? That's not a person, is it?
I don't know. Someone does he work at your work? Oh, Ashley Williams.
Ashley Williams. Yeah. Does he work at my work? Yeah, Ashley Williams, it was saying that he's going to stay at Swansea.
Oh, I saw that.
And that was the extent of...
That's the epitome of non-news, isn't it?
I thought it's such someone a slow
is,
day.
The situation they are currently in is the one that is going to remain. Running through a bit of transfer news from other places. Crystal Palace have been unbelievably busy over the last few weeks. They signed Sunderland's Connor Wickham for 7 million, apparently, raising to 9 million with the right add-ons. They've also signed Sacco from Wolves, who was a big part of their campaign last year. And that's a lot of attacking players. They've obviously signed Patrick Bamford on loan from Chelsea, so that's quite a big deal. Because I initially had Patrick Bamford in my lineup because he did a great job for Middlesbrough last year, but they've just spent 7 million on Connor Wickham. That seems mental.
I don't know. I was thinking about Wickham before he got the move, actually.
At Sunderland?
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Stephen Fletcher's done nothing for a long time, so Connor Wickham is their main attacking threat, or was their main attacking threat at Sunderland.
Yeah.
But I don't know. At Palace, I don't know who's going to play... who's going to do what? We've also had Lee Tomlin assigned for Bournemouth from Middlesbrough. They're doing some clever business here and there, so it's worth looking at them. Leroy Fair from QPR, central midfielder, looking to sign on.
That failed, didn't it?
Did it fail?
He failed his medical.
Has he?
Yeah, it's cancelled, yeah.
Oh, no way. Why? Yeah. What happened?
I don't know why he did, but wasn't he the person who'd been relegated three times?
I think he had TST.
So you cleared that first officially.
Got a dose. Yeah,
he's got Leroy Fair has tested positive for TST.
Hashtag TST.
So he will not be going to Sunderland. Raise awareness. Of his heavy TST.
Heavy TST usage.
So we'll try and arrange a charity match next year for TST.
I think we should. A lot more needs to be done. I heard today, the last thing I saw about 5 o'clock on Twitter was Yanazai from United.
Yeah.
Loan to, I think, Sunderland.
Oh really?
Wow. Is it Sunderland?
I don't know.
Well, you both kind of looked at me like, really?
Well, so I thought it was. I would love to see Yanazai get a Premiership.
Yeah, I think it was a loan move like that. It was Sunderland.
I want to see what he's capable of. In fact, if Yanazai signs for a Premiership club, a lot of people tend to go to places like West Brom for kind of Premiership loans. But I think he would be a hugely popular FPL pick if he went to a smaller club.
As soon as I saw that, I thought about it. I've never really looked into him as a United player.
Isn't he basically just Aaron Lennon?
Don't know. It's one of those where he falls in that category. Is he they hailed him as the new Ryan Giggs because they needed one. And then you think, is he Aaron Lennon or is he Ryan Giggs or is he Lee Sharp and he'll be on Celebrity Love Island just banging Jay Middlemiss at some point too. Another 90s reference. I really need to stop with the 90s reference.
I honestly didn't know whether that was a 90s reference or something that happened yesterday.
No, that's true.
Do you remember Jay Middlemiss?
Yeah.
She was the voice of GCSE Bite Size Revision.
Well, I don't know about that, mate.
She was, how we're sore... It's time for science homework.
She used to do like, what's it? Yeah, like chart show stuff. Or something. Yeah,
chart shit. And then she, got off with Lee Sharp.
did I ever tell you my Lee Sharp anecdote? Did I ever say that?
No, but I need to hear it.
So I used to play for a football team very quickly. We were sponsored by Packard Bell. As a result, we got given the Leeds kit. Right, so we used to have the Leeds home, Leeds away. It's about 96.
Yeah, I remember.
Leeds home, Leeds away. We had all the training tops, everything. So we used to go around and say that we were the Leeds youth team.
Yeah. In Windsor.
We'd go and play tournaments in Butlins and things like that.
Oh, shit. All right,
We'd go away. We toured, mate. I don't worry about that. So we used to go away and everyone would say, who are you? And we'd say, we're the Leeds youth team. So they'd be very intimidated by us. 9 times out of 10, they'd beat us and go, fucking hell, we're just beating the Leeds youth team.
You definitely are.
But what we did one time was we went to Elland Road and we watched the game. This was back in the day. We stayed in the box, watched them. It was, about 96, 97 when Lee Sharp played for him, but Lee Sharp was injured. So we were in the Leeds box watching the game. Lee Sharp came in and watched the game with us. At half time, I wish I hadn't started this now. At half time, they put one of those boards up in front of the goals with holes in. And if you kicked the ball through it, you won a car. Our coach driver, the guy who drove us down on the coach, he went up there. And was about to kick the ball, and I said to Lee Sharp, bloody hell, I hope he doesn't get it through, otherwise we'll be walking home. And Lee Sharp pissed himself.
that was like the Alan Partridge drama. Don't be blue, Peter.
Yeah, it was exactly like that.
That's exactly what
similar,
that was like.
Similar, but I looked at Lee, I went, bloody hell, he doesn't get it through. We'll be walking home. And Lee really laughed, so...
Are you glad you got that?
Cheers, yeah. I tried to say it really quickly because I thought I really... It's, you know.
Was it one of those where halfway through, like when you're on stage thinking, and you
what
go...
What the fuck is the point?
I've gone off my routine. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing? Yeah. No. But, you know, that's it. And that's,
hey, that's a true story.
That's true.
That's it. And if you've met Lee Sharp, or if you're Jane Middlemiss...
Yeah, if you're Jane Middlemiss...
John Stones is another big transfer rumour. He's up to £30 million, the price being taught now.
Yeah.
Between Chelsea and Man United fighting over John Stones.
There's a real good media war breaking out of people telling him where he should and shouldn't
it's
go.
It's amazing. Rio Ferdinand came out as like, go to United. What's he going to do with him?
Yeah.
Like, mental.
You're a lunatic. But
the best news for Everton is that the media are pumping up that value by 3-4 million at a time. It's huge. And he obviously is a very good player, but... If you get offered £30 million, £40 million pounds for a young defender, you know, you've got to take that, I think. And then, mental one, before we go to the break, is Chicharito, Javier Hernandez, suddenly started getting linked for a £12 million move to West Ham.
Oh, they've been linking him all summer, yeah.
Yeah, but is that realistic?
What do you mean?
Is it going to happen?
I don't know. Well, the problem is, there's quite a few teams that would like a striker. So he's been linked with Tottenham, and obviously
he's
scum off there.
He's a phenomenal player, for me, I think.
Yeah, he's. I don't know, really. I would like him, but then there's like that. There's other players as well that are about around the same price.
I think you know what. I think Chicharito is one of them where he. I don't like calling him Chicharito because it's one of those. Your name's Javier. It's a good name.
Yeah.
It's one of those where it's as if like someone's gone. What's your nickname?
What's your name?
Yeah. Legend. Like, your name's Javier Hernandez. It's fine. Just stick with it.
But doesn't Chicharito mean little P?
Little P, yeah.
I don't give a shit what it means. It's not
But that's
his
what
name.
I mean. So it's not like he's like, what's your nickname? Call me the Thunder Bastard.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but it's still a weird name.
Little P. Oh.
It's still a weird name to have. Anyway, Chicharito apparently to West Ham possibly, but he's one of those where had he been born 10 years ago, he'd have been a great striker. He's very Michael Owen-esque.
These days
in a 4-5-1 flexible thing, even Michael Owen would have done badly, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's one of those. So, but yeah, if you've heard any more transfer rumours or if you think we went to window, then tweet us at TheGaffertapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. If you support your club and you know a bit that we obviously don't, which is a lot, then do tweet us at TheGaffertapes. In part two, we're going to be going through the Gaffer Gamblers back. We're going to have a few tips and a few latest odds and some of the special bets. We're going to go through some of your tweets. We're going to tell you our teams, and obviously we're going to run through the fixtures for game week one, and God forbid Ash is going to run some form of quiz. But for now, that's all we've got time for part one, and we'll be back in just a second with part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. In part one, we went through some of the transfer news. We gave you the league pin. Obviously, you can still join the league on fantasy.premierleague.com. The pin is 142-755-38788. So obviously, if you're in one of those leagues where a work league, you've been in those shit work leagues.
Oh yeah. I'm probably in one every year.
By Christmas. There's two of you.
The girls join in and do you know what I mean? They don't take it.
Oh, I'll do a lucky dip.
Yeah, I'll just do a lucky dip.
But girls are welcome in this league. Definitely. It could be girls or guys. We meant girls in terms of, you know, how good you are at the game. Yeah. Fuck this up. But no, in terms of if you're in one of those leagues that kind of gives up halfway through, then we're looking at 300, 400 people in this league, a really competitive league, then you can join. The pin is 142-755-38788. That's on our Twitter, which is @TheGaffertapes, or on the website, which is www.thegaffertapes.com. So join the league. You've got plenty of time before Saturday. Quick one before we move on to some of your tweets you've had is the Gaffer Gambler, which we like to do, obviously. I like to do.
Yeah. On your own, at home, in your pants, betting on Romanian darts.
Just on a Tuesday morning, betting over absolutely anything. But
wait a minute. Everyone will be familiar with the Gaffer Tapes theme, Gaffer Gambler theme.
Oh, we don't...
Come on, Tom! I looked at you for help.
I thought
there.
You were going to do the
Afrikaans. Well, I looked.
Do you know when you looked at me for the? I was just going to go do 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 do.
The Gaffer Gambler. Do 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 do.
He bets on some stuff.
Do 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 do. Oh my goodness! Just get out, Joe. By saying, "Oh my goodness!"
Someone stole us. For the love of God, someone stole us. But no,
it's like the opening to The Wire.
Yeah,
it was like the opening to The Wire.
It was. I knew it was going to be good.
A very credible show.
Yeah,
so that's fine. And much like The Wire, we died during that. Yeah. I think it's safe to say.
I've had a dog's foot in my mouth. I can't get over that.
Between us, we've been on stage a lot, and I think I died more there than I ever did during any stand-up routine ever. But yeah, so we give you some tips, some interesting odds, and I'll tweet any accumulators that I do. So far, actually, we're 2 from 2 from the ones that we've tweeted. Oh no, 2 from 3 from the ones we've tweeted, but on a profit of about 120 quid overall for the season. We're only a couple of days in. So first off, last year the main theme of the Gaffer Gambler was the sack race.
Yeah, it was.
Which is quite interesting because it took a long time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Something at one point we were even thinking, will it be Allardyce because his contract runs out?
Yeah.
And no one was getting sacked. Well, the odds this year are a bit more interesting actually. So the sack race already, the favourites, I'll let you guess actually, favourites at 5 to 1. Do you know can you guess who the favourites are for the sack race?
Who's Watford manager?
Kike Flores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah, they've had something like 27 managers in about 3 years.
What, and then because what? Bournemouth manager?
No, Eddie Howe's nowhere near. I think he's kind of got the backing of the fact that he's got Bournemouth in the Premiership. Eddie Howe deserves to the city because it's unbelievable.
But then prior teams always fire their manager at Christmas when they're doing bad.
You do get a lot of teams that they go, do you know what? The fact he's got us here, we're going to stick with him. And then they're in 20th in January and you're like, no, actually, fuck that. We like the Premiership. We've had a taste of this.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all right. But I think he actually will stay.
Yeah.
But no, 5 to 1 is Kike Flores and Brendan Rodgers.
Oh, really?
He's wow. 5 to 1.
Really?
What, because he spent the money and
I think it's that, because he not just spent the money this year, but he spent the money the last 2 years.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Fucking Balotelli alone.
Well, he wasn't even that big the money, but Lovren and Balotelli are 36 million between them. Throw in Sacco, we're now looking at 56 million. Throw in Markovic, we're now looking at 75 million. Like, that's keeps totting up. Berini, 90 million. So, like, they all just go. Milligan, Cleese, Everett.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sessions.
That was like a conversation with Rain Man, that was.
Yeah.
Just rattling them off and adding the price up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, I might have some more. Oh, well, yeah. I'll leave them. It's fine. But no, Roger's 5 to 1. Yeah. Dick Advocaat and Pellegrini are both 7 to 1. Bilic is at 15 to 2, so he's up there as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not shorter, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, because I was looking at the pre-season results. Yeah, I was looking at my team.
Why are you an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, I was looking at people that had, scored, maybe that were coming into form. And some teams have played like 2 or 3 games. Well, they've not played many. Maybe they've played some behind closed doors. So maybe the results weren't on there. But we have played so many games already. We've already played.
Because you're competitive. We had this
last time. By tomorrow, we'll have played 6 competitive games already. Plus then another 4 or 5 friendlies. The team is just going to be so knackered. The media are out for Bilic already because they liked Big Sam.
Yeah.
Some of them. And it's a good story, isn't it?
Yeah, and also the second part of the story, like we've spoken about before, is the fact, the idea of West Ham playing in the Olympic Stadium to a championship audience
is
a huge part of it.
I think he's going to be under big pressure. I think he'll get sacked before the end of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and Sherwood's also at 15-2, which I think we talked about last season, where he's like, if he was the man who got them relegated and had a bad run. And then Ranieri's at 8 to 1.
Oh, that's a well good bet, 8 to 1. He's definitely getting sacked.
It's a volatile club. He is a weird appointment at the very best. I think out of all those names, I think Dick Advocaat at 7 to 1 and Ranieri at 8 to 1 are the two I quite
like. But you think Advocaat, didn't he decide to come back and they all really loved
him? He decided to say, but I think Sunderland are going down this year. I think their time's up, personally.
Have they brought anybody?
Well, there's talk of... Leroy Fair got TST.
Oh, yeah,
so
of course.
He got signed for them. They've just lost...
Oh, Wickham, yeah.
They've just lost Connor Wickham. And other than that, there's just a lot of players who didn't do that well last year.
Oh, dear.
And I just think if you're... You know that term when people are like, oh, they're a good, solid Premiership professional. They've been involved in 7 relegation battles. Yeah, for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Nigel Quasi, do you remember him? He made his career on, he's been in 5 relegation battles. Yes, and got relegated every single time.
He got relegated to West Ham.
And then someone else would sign him and go... He was in a dogfight at West Ham. It's like, yeah, he got them relegated. And I just think there's a lot of those players. Like, Lee Catamol is a disgrace of a footballer. He's terrible. And yet, he's their kind of stalwart. So, I think personally Sunderland are a stick on. Maybe next week we'll predict our three. We'll each predict our three for who goes down, and I'll look at the odds for it. So have a think about that.
That's quite a good idea.
So have a think. And obviously you guys as well, who you think your three going down are, tweet us at the Gaffer Takes. But I think Sunderland is an absolute cert.
Or actually, the as well, we were talking about him, he's the favourite, isn't he? Because I tipped the Watford manager to be the first person to get win the sack race. But he got fired. He got, they let go of him before the season even started.
Yeah.
At the end of last season, I tipped him to be the first one to go.
Yeah.
But before we got to another podcast.
He didn't even make it. Yeah. I know. I think Sunderland will go now. I think Leicester might struggle.
I think Leicester's struggle.
Nigel Pearson and Esteban Cambiaso between them kind of held that team together at the end. Yeah.
I think if they do struggle, I'd like to see Wallace go to a nice home.
Of course.
But apparently, Leicester were playing good football all season. And so.
But then, as much as he's a dickhead, I think Pearson was probably a large part of that. Yeah. They liked playing for him, and I don't like Nigel Pearson, but I think Sunderland are in trouble. I think Leicester are in trouble, and I actually think out of the three clubs that have come up, I think Watford are in trouble as well, personally. They'd probably be my three, but we'll talk about it properly next week. We'll all have a prediction. Yeah. In terms of a coupon for this week's games, I've actually gone with a fourfold. I've got Man United to beat Spurs. I've actually got Leicester to win at home. I've got Everton to win, and I've actually taken Bournemouth to win. I think Bournemouth at home are going to cause real problems for teams this year. I think it's a horrible ground to play on Dean Court. Now they're actually playing there. We talked about that last season. I think they're going to be great. So £5 return, £60 on that. So I'll tweet that and have a look at it. But I do think Bournemouth are going to be good at home this year. So Bournemouth, Man United, Leicester and Everton, £5 return, £60. It's official. It's my first Premier League bet of the season.
Nice.
So get on that. I'll tweet it. And you get 60 bucks back for your five. So that's the Gaffer Gambler. Next part is our feature we go through. We read through some of the tweets that you've sent us throughout the week, answer some questions, just read some of your observations. In a little part, we like to call...
Tweets from...
No!
You tweet like chocolate balls.
You killed it.
Fucking hell.
You came down.
Sorry, I was looking on my phone for my emails. That's...
No.
I was all prepared as well.
People who just started listening this season are like, I love Tweet Like Chocolate. Yeah. What is this?
What's this tweet for my tweet?
What a ridiculous
name. It ran for
like
38 weeks, guys.
So, it's hard. It was basically like Bryan Adams' number one from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. It was just constant.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah, but Tweet Like Chocolate. So we had a lot of tweets, actually. We had a tweet from Jamie Hillen of the Hillen clan. He said, I'll buy you a Toblerone if any of you beat me. You won't. From the guy walking a dog in the fields of Sydney. So he's one of our Australian listeners back.
Sounds like fighting talk to me, Craig.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it? And when he says you, do we all have to beat him for the Toblerone? Toblerone's a big shit, Jamie. Yeah. So, you know.
Don't fuck around when it comes to Toblerones, mate.
Yeah, so Jamie Hillen.
Make mine a white one.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks, please. Maybe you can just, in Australia, you can just buy Toblerones. Doesn't realise that here... They're like a secret commodity.
Yeah,
you
don't
just go into a shop.
You can only either win them on Fantasy Football Podcast or get them from duty free.
Get them as a holiday. Yeah, someone who didn't like you very much. So they're the only reason. We also had a tweet from Gabriel Aran from last year as well. He was a listener last season. He said, how much thought do you guys give on players' short-term fixtures? Was wondering if any of you guys have your own fixture tracker. It's not something I have. But out of the three of us, Ash, it feels like something you would
have.
It does
sound like something Ash
would
look
into. That's an Ash question.
Yeah.
I even wrote Ash next to that. Did you? Yeah.
100%. I wouldn't pick a player.
Without looking a few weeks ahead. To be fair, I usually look a couple of weeks, but nothing.
But I mean, that's the first thing I look at.
But what class is short term? So for instance, how many games, if you were looking at Romelu Lukaku for Everton, and say they have Watford at home this week, how many games do they have to have before they hit a City or a Chelsea? Do you think, no, I don't want them actually?
It depends if they've got. So I look at their six games and look at the first three games.
Right.
So over the six games, how many of those are you realistically going to
Winnable.
Play with them?
Yeah.
Because sometimes if it's like a player that's going to get on your bench and you look at his next six games and there's none of them are going to play, what's the point?
Yeah.
And sometimes someone might have his next game, they're playing City away and then they've got three easy games. It's still not worth picking them now.
Yeah.
You may as well get them the week
after.
And
I guess if you can get a six-game period without facing Arsenal, United, Chelsea, City,
then
that's a great period of games as you look at them.
Okay. So somebody... So in fact, I had two Everton defenders in, but I've taken them both out because their first six games, apart from one of them, I can't remember what they are.
Apart from Watford, I'm sure they've actually... They're taking on City, Southampton, Spurs and... maybe Arsenal, but they've got a tough, 4 out of their 6 games are very tough games. Yeah.
So, I mean, they could do well. That's not, you know, I'm not saying they're definitely not going to, but that's such a consideration. I thought it's not worth
it. So 6 weeks is your kind of period of what you look at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Tom, it's just, whatever's that day, innit?
No. I often look, at least to the next week, the game week that it, you know, I'm bringing them in for, and then the one after. Yeah. But I think, you know, there's any point in looking too far ahead
when you're going to have a beer, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm just happy to be here, mate, and not have a dog's foot in my mouth, do you know what I mean?
Not have TST. You could have TST.
Could have TST.
We had a tweet from Chuck Bailey at Pimpshway Chuck. He said, Rooney has had his worst season in 9 years, but he's selected by 34%. People betting heavy on United. Is that kind of increase in people thinking United are going to win the league, or is it just a case?
Now there's no Van Persie. Maybe it's just because wherever the goal's going to come from, from you know, up front.
I don't think I've literally ever had him on my team.
Well, Rooney, he's always been that one. So you'll have Aguero or Costa last season, but if one of them was injured last minute, bang, Rooney goes in for me. Yeah. It was always that. Because I've got the money for him, because, you know, you're getting rid of
him. Do you think it's a case because Costa and Aguero are both rated as doubtful right now? Yeah. So your options for, you know, the marquee striker are pretty fucking limited. Like, who'd you put in?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, are they just defaulting to Rooney? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I guess so. He must be a similar price to those players as well, so it makes it quite an easy swap back.
Yeah.
And he has got the thing similar to Giroud had for a long time. It's the only player they've got. They've got Depay, as well. But now they haven't got as many strikers. Now it's not, they're going to play him or Falcao.
Well, yeah, Van Persie's gone. They're offloading Hernandez. Yeah. So Rooney really is the main central striker.
And they're going to score goals.
Yeah.
So presumably, if they play a system where he's up front, or even if he's in midfield, they're going to get goals. I think Rooney's
a good shout this season.
Yeah. I think
maybe at least for the first sort of few weeks, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good answers. Solid Cheers. Answers. Yeah. And we've had a tweet, slightly less serious question from Joe Ryan, at JoeRyan365. Can you settle something for me in the next pod? Is it Depay or is it Depay? Now, he spelt it the same, because it's written down, didn't translate. But I get the feeling we're going to answer that question later on in some way.
Yeah, Depay. Well, not really.
How do you pronounce it, Ash?
But, well, I literally just did both ways. Oh. I'm not sure.
Depay.
Depay.
When I talk about him,
I think it's Depay. At Joe Ryan. I think his mates call him JR.
Oh, Depay, do you reckon?
JR.
Depay. Yeah.
Depay, yeah, not Depay, yeah.
JR.
Yeah.
365.
Yeah.
I think that's what his name.
Well, I'd say so.
Yeah, why not? JR. Just trying to welcome him in. We had a tweet from, wait for it, Geordie Wilson.
Oh!
Is this the one that I was going to flag up?
Runner up in last year's league. And he wrote, Tom is a smart man.
Very true.
Which makes me already think, is this your alias?
Keep talking, GW. Keep talking.
Rolando Arons of Newcastle will be the surprise of this year. Mark my words.
There we go. Do you know what? I saw that and then I went and put Arons back in my team because I had originally taken him out just to save a little bit of money. And then I saw that and I thought, well, that is just... sort of confirmed what
he's,
I
he's Geordie Wilson of second Geordie. Place in the Gaffer Tapes League.
The Geordie bit did it for me, being there.
Not the fact that he's actually very good at fantasy.
And he's very good, so I'd be interested to see if Geordie's got him in his team.
With that bit of advice, I look forward to seeing Geordie Wilson on being a 5-click.
Imagine I know, Rolando Arons. Yeah. Well, let's see if Geordie Wilson puts his money where his mouth is
Rolando Arons, I can say now, is on my bench this week.
Yeah, and I don't think it's any coincidence that Rolando, I don't know if you've ever thought about this.
I thought it was Ronaldo.
It's an anagram of Ronaldo.
Yeah. I won't tell you which letters to switch around,
but it is actually an anagram. We also had a tweet off Dave Matteo, a new listener. He said... What was that?
Teo.
Yeah, like Teo Cruz. Dave Matteo. Is he related to Dominic? I don't know.
Yes.
He says, I'm gambling on Okazaki at Leicester. He scored regularly in Germany and for Japan.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good tip that people probably don't think of. Dave's a new listener from Australia. We've got Australia so covered.
Yeah. Got a lot of new listeners in Australia.
So many. Well, and one of our other Australian listeners, David Nathan, at David Nathan. Not so good for a jingle, David Nathan's name. Nath.
DN.
Nate. We'll work on it.
Nate.
Give us time, Dave. Yeah.
Well,
he said, listen to the pod for the first time today from Brisbane, Australia. Loved it. I'll join the league tomorrow. Come on, Watford. I think he's our first Watford fan. So, welcome aboard, Nath.
Yeah, good luck
to you. And also, who would you tip from, from Watford, Nath? Because I know you have a new manager every week.
I genuinely thought you were going to ask me then. I thought, I have not. I couldn't name a fucking Watford player if you paid me.
No. No. Forestieri? No. Troy Deeney's obviously an obvious pick, but who's going to start? Who, just, even if you get a new manager, who's going to be the guy to
give us some
tweet us, David
Watford
Nathan.
Intel, Nath. Tweet us the Nathster.
We'll give you a better nickname than the Nathster if you tweet us.
We'll need to work on that.
Have a better name. There's your start.
Change your name, if anything.
Change your name. Deep because hard. That's hard, because we also had a tweet from Ian Stimson. His name, easy to pass.
Brilliant.
So easy.
Yeah.
We've had some great...
We've had
Stim John
38 weeks.
The Scarlet Stimpanel.
Yeah, when the Stim's in the crib, Ma, drop it like a tart.
We've had so many. The Stimmers was a regular player last week. He said, fact: Friday night games will be the first...
Fact:
He's a fact... That's his new nickname. Ian Stimson, the fact colon. Yeah. That's his new Twitter handle.
Squeezing out shit and facts all day long.
Hi, Ian Stimson, fact colon. That's what he's been going about saying at Sky Sports where he works.
In that voice again.
Ian Stimson, fact colon.
He's a new Mighty Boosh character.
Yeah, why not? Hey, listen, bloody love the Boosh. but he said Friday night games will be the first of the game week. See game week two. The deadline is now 1 hour before the first kickoff. Right. So he's told us that. So when there's Friday night games, your kickoff will be at 6:45 on a Friday evening.
Get out of town! What?
That's what Stim Dog said.
What?
That is outrageous. I'm happy with that. That's a decent... You know, go out, watch them down the pub. Because they'll all be televised, because they'll only be the one
it's
or two.
It's not about where you watch them, it's when you do your team.
Yeah. I get home from work at 6:43. What the fuck am I going to do?
I sit in front of a computer all day long, twiddling my fucking thumbs. Mm. So I'm not going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I really am not, no.
Well, Tom's okay, guys.
Yeah.
And he's also... He's got two teams,
so... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm probably going to make another one, if anything.
Why not?
Little Johnny Two Teams over there.
Johnny Two Teams, exactly. That's some of the tweets we've had. We had a lot of tweets. We just picked out some of the ones from some new listeners, some old favourites. Yeah. But do tweet us. We're getting to the point where you can tweet us your team. So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And tweet us a screenshot of your team if you've got the balls.
Mm.
Have you got another one?
I have just seen another one, from our old mate McStaney today asked us a question which I think is actually quite relevant. He said, is it worth the risk of having Hazard in your team for the first few weeks and getting MFs in with better fixtures?
Midfielders, yeah.
Yeah. I genuinely thought he said motherfuckers. Like, worth getting motherfuckers in with better fixtures. Do you know what I mean? I just thought that's how he talks, McStaney.
We talked about a bit last week where Ash sort of said, and someone suggested, if he has a bad couple of weeks, his value will dip slightly.
Yeah.
But I am not going...
It's just so expensive.
I'm not going into my first week without Eden Hazard.
Yeah, I'm not. 56%
of them in
it. I know, it's mental. I think he's the most selected on the game.
Because Sanchez is injured, isn't he, as well?
Yeah, he is.
I'm up for breaking the mould a little bit. And there were times last year where I didn't take Harry Kane when he was 50% picked because I thought I want to try and gain some ground.
Mm.
And I'm up for not going with Aguero or Costa in the first week because of slight injuries, but
yeah.
I'm having Eden Hazard in my
team. Yeah, season. I am. In my other team, I haven't. And that's freed up so much extra money, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you've just given some clues. It's like playing Guess Who.
Yeah, yeah.
You're knocking down all
knocking
the noise.
Hang on. Yeah, probably the only person in the league who doesn't
have Hazard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting Sanchez. Has anybody got Sanchez in their team at the minute?
No.
See, I've got him in. And he's only picked by 7%.
Because he's injured. He's orange, isn't he?
Exactly.
He's not just yellow, he's orange.
Do we think after week two, if he comes in? Well, no, because that would be worse, because he only played for a few minutes. So that's the risk you're playing.
Oh, okay, so what, just bench him?
Bench him, and then when he comes back in, if he goes up to 30%, I don't know if he will.
But he'll become more expensive.
His value is going to shoot up, isn't it?
That might be the case with Aguero. I still think Aguero is about 12.5% picked, even though he's... It doesn't look like he's going to play. I think he's gone orange as well.
Yeah.
Risks.
God knows.
Gone orange.
Who knows?
Risks.
Risks. Risk it.
Individual risks.
Decisions.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
I don't know what happened there, guys.
I don't know.
But yeah, so sometimes...
I looked at my phone for 2 seconds and you guys lost the plot.
We were just looking at each other going, risks.
Talking business job. Tom and I sometimes text each other three-word phrases that are like motivational business talk, and we just do it. So
life, accumulation, perspective.
Some of us will just text
each
other.
How do you live?
And then the other one will just reply and say, profit, ethics, compassion. And we'll just do it for hours.
It works.
Just texting back each other.
But these little games that you two play, do they just spring up? How do you know someone's doing it?
I don't know.
Because it's like, because every like third pod, one of you will be like, oh yeah. Or you'll start doing in our WhatsApp chat, where you'll be, there'll just be a picture of one of you sat on the train looking out of the window. You'll say like, preservation.
That's a good one.
That one will get you.
No, I used to take photos of myself, sort of like looking out of a train window, contemplative, and then I used to make it. I used to edit it with a photo editor and make it into like a front
album cover.
An album cover.
Yeah, I used to get that. Someone would make fake album covers of mine
for Craig. Yeah,
yeah.
Craig Hazel, contemplation.
Yeah, so you get some of them.
What happened to the? We haven't had any music. Actually, you haven't sent around any more of your greatest hits.
No. I haven't done that. We haven't had an album cover. We haven't had a three-word business plan for a while.
No, we haven't, actually.
They started to tail off into nonsense. So it would end up being things like synergy, teamwork, cheesecake. So it started to become more ridiculous as we went along.
Yeah.
So there were the tweets. But feel free to tweet us, obviously, next week. Get your tweet read out. Give us a good question. Say something funny. Have a great name.
Tweet us a three-word phrase. Motivational phrase.
Oh, why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
Get involved.
So, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, or of course, if you don't use Twitter, you can email us those questions at info@thegaffertapes.com. We're going to tell you a bit about what teams we've picked before we do a quick quiz between me and Tom that Ash is hosting that we're all a little bit scared about, you included.
Really scared.
But the fixtures for game week one, running through fixtures isn't normally interesting because it's fucking game week one. It is exciting. It's
I'm excited.
Football's back.
Yeah.
First kickoff of the weekend is Man United versus Spurs.
Boom.
Which is a great first game to have, isn't it? Yeah. I honestly think Man United are going to piss over Spurs a good 2-3 goals, personally. Spurs playing friendlies late on. United signed like crazy. And Spurs just relying once again on Eriksen and Kane, I think.
Oh, but they have cleaned out their team, haven't they? They've got rid of loads of players.
Yeah, they haven't replaced them much. I know they've got Alderweireld and they've got, but it's not, I don't know. Bournemouth at home at Aston Villa. Obviously, I tipped Bournemouth in the coupon. Everton, Watford, and Leicester, Sunderland. That makes up the four coupon there. So Man United, Bournemouth, Everton and Leicester. Norwich are at home to Crystal Palace. A big welcome back to Premiership. I think at Carrow Road, Norwich could look for a good result against Palace.
I don't know. I think Palace might do quite well. Wasn't their form at the end of the season pretty good?
It was great. And they've also obviously signed Kabay. They've signed Wickham. They've signed Sacco.
He's potentially
injured. He's yellow, isn't he?
I had him in my team.
He's currently in my side, but obviously I'm going to have to look to replace him.
Problem when you get STB, turn a bit yellow.
TST, what's going on? What's STB?
STB as well.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. It's all happening. He's not got TSPNN. Oh, God.
Official news, Johan Kabay has died of BSE? No, that's BSE. The cow one! Oh, God. Chelsea are at home to Swansea at the 5:30 kickoff. And then you've got Arsenal, West Ham, which Tom versus Ash.
Tom versus Ash, first game of the week, yeah.
Fucking depressing this early.
I think it's the best time to play them, like I said last week, just because you were going to lose anyway. Why not do it when you've got some competitive games under your belt? Newcastle play Southampton. Is it a new Newcastle? Are the new signings going to hit the ground running? Because they were a fucking shambles at the end of last season.
It's not one of the things, they couldn't be any worse. But they will.
Rolando Aarons.
I think Southampton, a good tip for Southampton is, as someone, a few people pointed out, and I've actually put in a blog that I've written that's going to be going up on the website, is they've had a few statistically very strong defensively last year, weren't they? Klein, Bertrand, Forster, huge picks. Milligan, Cleese, But no, Klein, Bertrand, Forster, all huge picks last season. Forster's injured, so Stekelenburg instantly becomes a starter at probably a cheaper price. Ryan Bertrand's currently injured. And the young guy, I think it's Matthew Target is playing for them. He's 4 million. For Southampton.
Wow.
For me, that's worth having on your bench.
Yeah.
He's a 4 million Southampton starting left back. We don't know that he's going to start, but he started in the European game, which is obviously quite a good indication because they're taking that competition very seriously.
You targeted him, Craig, to be on your bench.
It gets better from episode two. We get the puns get better. Yeah. But I think at 4 million, you get Southampton starting left back in your side. I think that's quite good business. Stoke play Liverpool. Stoke Liverpool was the game last year that won me out of the three of us the FPL league because Biram Diouf scored a couple of goals. I called it and put him in my side. And West Brom play Man City. Man City try and lay their title credentials.
That's a Sunday game, isn't
earlier.
It?
Yeah, that's a Monday game.
Oh, Monday.
So. Given that, we won't run through our teams completely because it's boring listening to 33 players, but what's the kind of highlights from your team? Maybe, apart from maybe a few of the old regulars and a few of maybe surprises that you're going to spring for game week one.
Number one, first player I put in was Cech. I don't have any Chelsea at the back. I went with Klein at Liverpool.
Yeah.
Very high pick. Very, very high.
I think
high
he's the highest pick defender currently.
I think he is. Jagielka, Mertesacker at the back. I've gone for Depay, the pie, Schweinsteiger. Henderson, I'm toying between, I keep swapping between him and Milner.
Yeah, a lot of people
can't
say
decide.
That.
Hazard, and then up front, Lukaku, Costa, and unfortunately, Balotelli because of the bet that I lost.
Oh, of course.
He might end up. Oh, they're not. It's probably not now because they think he's going to go to Roma or Sampdoria.
If he goes,
but it'll be too late.
Don't worry about
he's going to be there for the start of the season now.
Be too late.
Ash, any surprises from you?
Well, more about the people that I've got in my team now that I'm going to get rid of. I've decided. First of all, I thought Grealish was a good shout.
Yeah.
But he's gone red.
And he's got bad hair.
Yeah. Also, why?
Is that what's wrong with you? Is that why he's gone red?
That's why Giroud's in my team. Fucking great hair.
Also, I've got Klein the same as everything.
Yeah.
Everybody else. But
yeah.
Now I've been thinking about it. What's the value to it? If you want... defenders are better in teams that defend well. Liverpool don't defend particularly well. So he was his value really was from the fact that he was a Southampton player.
Yeah,
yeah. Now he's playing for Liverpool. He is carrying over
5.5. So he's quite relatively
the only defender at Liverpool that performed well points wise last season was Skrtel.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to take him out. He's picked by too many people.
Someone tweeted and tipped because Liverpool have a bit of a problem at left back in that Moreno didn't really do the business.
Yeah,
Flanagan is injured still. The young signing from Charlton, Joe Gomez, might start a left back, and again a very cheap option, but I don't know, it's a bit of a high risk.
Do you think Monreal is going to play for Arsenal?
I don't know, it's too difficult to say. I think possibly.
Who do they play? Who's the other one they play? Is it between him and Gibbs?
What, Gibbs, left?
Gibbs,
yeah.
Gibbs is your usual.
Gibbs. Well, although Monreal did start a few games when you thought Gibbs would have done last season.
Get old Matty Target from Southampton on your bench. I mean, yeah, it's a great shot.
Target. But say, like, Monreal is the same value as, exactly the same as Klein. Although, I suppose you don't
think
you're going
to Klein over Monreal. Because
but
Klein's
Arsenal are
going to
concede less goals, aren't they?
We are, but it's whether Monreal plays. Yeah. That's the problem with the Arsenal midfield as well. You don't know who's going to play. Yeah. Wilshere for God knows how long because he was 6 mil, but is he going to play?
Yeah.
Cool. Who else you got, Ash?
Fernandez from Swansea.
Yeah.
In defence as well. And then it's the same as everybody. Obviously, I've got Payet.
Yeah.
And Tekkers.
Benteke, you tipped him big time, haven't you? So I've got Cech as well. I think he's the most picked goalkeeper.
Yeah.
My two stalwarts of Terry and Ivanovic. Halfway through last season, I just decided I'm going to go strong, and I picked four strong defenders, and I rotated between three at a time. So I've got them. I've got Jagielka. I think he's the proper standard, solid player.
Everton's first couple of games are pretty. That's why
they're,
I went with Lukaku
tough,
as
but he's
well.
He's not so expensive he can't leave him on the
bench.
No,
they're not tough. They've got a couple of easy games
at the start.
Yeah.
Well, he also outscored Coleman and Baines last year.
He did,
and he's still cheaper than them. Yeah. And I've got Huth as the kind of fourth defender. Depay I've put in. Ayew is my tip at Swansea I've got in. And Bradley Johnson at Norwich at the moment as well.
BJ.
I've also picked up... I've got Hazard as well, obviously. Lukaku I've got. And Giroud. He's such an unsung bloke. Like, he never gets noticed for anything apart from his bloody wonderful hair. And he's an excellent player.
What I was going to say, I mentioned this in the pub earlier with Craig, was that... obviously, if Costa is out, I'm going to need another striker. And I fancy Bonny
at
City. The fact that he's only 1.5% picked or something, 1.6%. And he's their only striker left.
Aguero's injured.
Dzeko's gone.
Roma, yeah.
Bonny's pretty much their only... And he's like 8 million.
Yeah, that's a great shout.
So I'm pretty much going to do that if Costa is still yellow by set. Although, as you know, last season told us that doesn't mean anything.
The only problem with Bonny is if he doesn't start. If he starts, he's the biggest goal threat on any pitch.
He's
a very good player. So you're right.
And why would he not start if Aguero is injured and they haven't got Dzeko?
Well, and to weigh in on
I've talked myself into it already.
The Milner Henderson debate, although it's more expensive, Firmino, the new signing at Liverpool, is only 3.6% picked. And he is an assist king.
I think he will
He's
be
got
good.
Four no, goals in 10 games in Brazil. He was the third top scorer in the Bundesliga the season before last. He's an excellent player. Mm. But because he's the unknown, he's under 5% picked. And they're the players that get you up the league.
Hasn't Milner started taking free kicks and penalties for them?
I think Milner will be their set piece guy all round. He'll be corners, he'll be free kicks in the absence of Gerrard, and he will play further forward. So if it's a toss up between Henderson and Milner, I'd go Milner.
Yeah.
But if you throw Firmino into it and you're willing to spend the extra million, then I'd say put him in.
Yeah.
But that's our teams or what we're going for. Obviously tweet us your teams at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com before the deadline for the first one. We are running out of time, but Ash has promised us this quiz is going to be okay.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be okay.
They're going to be better than Okay, it's going to be fucking good.
So we're going to do
not the best ever. It's no Real, Neil or Real. Well,
thank Christ. We're going to do a quiz. Feel free to play along if it's play alongable.
We genuinely don't know what's about to happen.
No, we don't. So let's see.
Well, first of all, let's set it up for the audience.
Okay.
This is week one of you two against each other.
Tom versus Craig. Yeah, because Tom versus Ash was a hit last year. Ash won. And versus Craig.
Close.
So stakes.
Well, I think. Do you know what? I think for now, whilst the stakes are decided, we should open it up to the public of the Gaffer Tapes and to what they think the stakes should be. Let's see what they say.
Oh God, that's
they're not going to.
My heart literally just fell there.
But they can tweet
us. Yeah, we can. Yeah, tweet
get some ideas.
Tweet us the stakes.
Tom and I are willing to beat each other regardless, so we'll still.
I tell you what, the stakes. They can do it, but I get to decide.
Oh shit! I don't know about that.
Fair enough.
Hashtag stakes.
Sorted. Okay, so we'll give you an example.
Yeah.
The quiz is called.
Yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know.
It's your quiz. We know nothing about it.
We don't know what's
going on. It's already starting exactly the way I thought it would.
How much would you pay for your piece of the Premier League de pie?
Okay.
No, I knew it really. Okay.
That's good. That's nice.
Trick.
I like that.
How much would you pay? So it's easy, higher or lower. An example here. So Ricky Lambert went from Liverpool to West Bromwich Albion for $3 million.
Yeah.
Higher or lower, Philip Luiz, Chelsea to Atletico Madrid.
And then do we take it in turns?
It'll be like you'll just have one go.
Okay. So that'd be higher.
I am gonna lose.
That'd be higher.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
So Craig, you go first.
Oh shit. Okay.
Top or bottom? Just pick one.
Is that
just? No, just say
top. Gay thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Power bottom.
He's definitely bottom.
He's a power bottom. I'm a twink. Bottomer. Sorry, bottom.
Bottom. Okay. I did two, but I wanted to make it fair. Okay. So first one, Flamino, Hoffenheim to Liverpool, $29 million. Okay.
Yes. Fact.
Fact. Okay. So, higher or lower?
Fact colon.
James McLean to West Brom.
Lower.
Yeah, 1.5 million. Van Persie to Fenerbahce. Higher or lower than McLean?
Ooh, it wasn't much, but it was higher.
Yep, 4.2 million. Delph, Villa to City.
That was 8 million. That's higher.
Higher, yep. Oh, that's good.
3 points.
Brian Ruiz, Fulham to Sporting Lisbon. Higher or lower than 8?
Fuck. I remember they signed him for about 12 million. I'm going to go, because they needed a return on investment, I'm going to go higher again.
No!
Oh, no!
Oh,
my God!
What was it? Oh, what? 1.5 million.
Was it? Did they lose 10 million on him?
Yeah.
Right. So I need to beat three.
Oh, shit. You didn't even get to the hard bit. Oh, my God.
Right. Okay. That's... I'm happy.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Okay.
He's going to win.
Doesn't make... Well, behave.
Yeah.
I'll probably get the first
one. Oh, Tom's won the first game.
Don't start saying that. You're putting more pressure on me.
Also, don't stop at three. See how many you can get.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to stop at three. I'm not going to make it to three.
You'll make it to three.
Okay. So, first one.
I'll start engraving.
Raheem Sterling, Liverpool to Man City.
Okay.
49 million.
Yes.
Oh, fucking hell. This is easy, this.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Derek Brata, Man City to Celtic. Higher or lower than 49 million?
Lower.
Yep.
One.
Micah Richards, Man City to Aston Villa. Higher or lower than 1.5 million?
Oh, he's got to be higher.
Going for higher?
Yeah.
When am I free?
Yeah! Oh,
Jesus there
you
Christ. Go.
That's how you fuck it up. Cheers. That is a preview for the next 38 weeks.
I didn't know he went for free.
It says 1-0 Craig.
He's a captain now, isn't he?
Yeah, so all those numbers were... via Wikipedia.
Does that
so.
Really upset you? From how much Wikipedia. Work do you put into all the other ones?
I put in 12 and then a bonus tie because I thought you definitely will get to 12.
That's how I feel every week normally.
Yeah.
All this work for you two. No, I'm joking, but that was... There you go.
Well, pay up for the next 48
weeks.
We'll
call that a little preview before the
No. Craig's 1-0.
It's 1-0 Craig. I like this game. It's all right. But if you... Yeah, what do you think the stakes should be? Obviously, Tom is an ardent Arsenal fan. We've had him in a photo of a Spurs shirt already, so it's kind of... He's lived that nightmare. And me being a Hearts fan is probably not worth bothering about.
No, probably not. But to be fair, Tom having to answer these questions every week is sort of punishment enough.
It is
a little bit. Like, the punishment... For losing is that he has to play again next season.
He gets alarmingly nervous doing it for a guy who is a very competent comedian. Like the word association game last year was brilliant.
I know that it just seems very different. It's like I'm a different person.
You're alien.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you want to tweet us anything to do with the podcast, any questions of FPL or the stakes for Tom versus Craig, what's Tom's team? There's loads of things we've said.
Tweet us. I've forgotten most of it.
At the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We should have a new website up and running soon, is that right, Ash?
It is up and running now.
It's up and running now.
It's up and running, wow.
So check out www.thegaffertapes.com. There's a bit about us on there. You can see our pretty faces.
It looks really good.
Our faces look bloody great, mate. Yeah. And also a blog. And we've got a blog coming out quite regularly. I've written the first one up there. But if you want a blog for us as well, feel free. You can email us at info@thegaffertapes.com and we'll get what you've got on there. But most importantly, join the league on fantasy.premierleague.com. The pin is 142-755-38788. It's a huge league. It's the UK's biggest fantasy football podcast. Should be a lot of fun. Last season was great. This season will be even better.
Definitely.
And so, yeah, get in touch. Join the league. And have a look at the new website. But for now, that's all we've got time for. Good luck for game week one.
Yeah, good luck.
And for now, thank you and goodbye. That's the 999 theme.
Oh god, fucking hell, that's changed.
It's Michael Burke. What do you mean it's changed?
It's on.
It's the same number.
No, it's on all the time now.
Is it?
It's like a new thing, yeah. But
who presents it?
No, it's not. It is just like a fly on the wall thing for like ambulance, police,
like 24 hours in police custody.
It's similar. But I watched it the other day. I thought, oh, 999, that would be good. It was just about old people dying.
Steve was just playing with his javelin in his garden. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. That's what it's like. Yeah, I always made the javelin one. Some guy got pierced with a javelin. Yeah. And the guy who landed on his fence. Do you remember that one?
I do. Oh, no, even though it was a gate, wasn't it?
And he went through him. He had to crawl 200 yards with a gate on him.
Yeah.
Through him.
Gareth Gates.